Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tyler Crabb. On today's program, I'm joined by Jim Utemark, Operations Manager of the Knoxville Raceway, following the 62nd running of the NOS Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals.
Here with Knoxville Raceway Operations Manager Jim Utemark, following the completion of the Knoxville Nationals. And Jim, overall, fairly successful event. And, from your perspective as Operations Manager, how do you feel like everything went here at Knoxville Raceway over the last 10 days?
Well, you know, I couldn't be more happy. I mean, the planning that goes into an event like this is it's months and months on end, and it's a lot of meetings, meetings with, you know, small groups, large groups, with meetings with the city and the police and the sheriff's department and first responders. And, to do that month after month, and then the week gets here and everything just kind of goes off the way it's supposed to. It's a great feeling because it's no small task, you know, to plan, you know, full day's worth of activities for 20, 30,000 people and then make them all go off without a hitch. And, of course, we had little hiccups here and there, which you're always going to have, but couldn't be happier with how the week went.
Remind me, how many years has this been that you've been working here with the Knoxville Nationals?
Well, I think it's 10 or 12, somewhere in there. I started 10, 12 years ago, hanging banners. And that was my first job here, and just helping at the Nationals. I was on a little Nationals crew, and because you always need extra staff, and I was a part of that. And, I fell in love with the kind of the buzz and the busyness. And the more I got involved with helping organize, that's always been something that I've really enjoyed, is just trying to put plans together and come up with new and unique ideas. And just kind of as my position grew and I was able to do more of those types of things, started enjoying this job, you know, even more. So, I really love my summertime out at the racetrack and, you know, being a teacher with my full-time job. It's great that I have these, you know, 2.5, 3 months that I can do something else that I really love as well.
And, you know, you talk about over the last 10, 12 years, you know, you went from hanging banners to operations manager. I know that obviously the job title, what you do here, has changed. How have you seen this event change over those 10 or 12 years from your first Nationals experience to now? You know, what are some of the changes you've seen that, you know, stand out the most to you where this event has gone?
Well, I know some of the ones that we're the most proud of is the things that we've come up with the last couple of years, you know, and we call fan engagement. And John McCoy at our driver's meeting, you know, he stated it really well earlier today when he said there's kind of a pecking order here, and what's most important to us is the fans, and next is our sponsors, and third is the drivers. And of course the drivers are really important, but none of those other things matter without the fans. And so the planning that we did since this winter was all about how can we get the fans more engaged and how can we get them close to the drivers. And for me, one of the biggest changes we made was this was our press conference being open to the public. And and that's a 180. You know, we used to put a sheriff at the door, and if you didn't have a credential, you didn't walk through the door. And we decided this year to do the exact opposite. We said, let's just open the door and let anybody come who wants to come. And on one hand, that makes you nervous because that's a huge change. And but man, the feedback from the fans on those post-race press conferences has just been really exciting to hear. People are really excited to go in there and see those guys up close and hear the answers to their questions. And so, a lot of other things that we added this year, but the press conference is top of the list for me as an improvement we did for the fans.
You talk about the fans, and obviously, you know, without them, this event, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but, you know, without them, this event isn't nearly what it is, right? And, you know, I think of Saturday night, you know, sold out crowd. I mean, sold out pit passes, sold out everything. It was jam-packed all night long once the race got underway. You know, to see that, you know, knowing that we're just, you know, what is it, 2-3 years removed now from people being locked down and not being able to, you know, attend events like this, and being able to see that not only were the grandstands filled, but the backstretch was filled and, you know, the pits were filled. You know, what does that mean to you guys, knowing that you have that kind of support from not just here in Iowa, but people coming from around the world to, witness this event here in Knoxville?
Well, you know, I've lived here my whole life, and my birthday falls during this, during the Nationals almost every year. So I turned 53 yesterday. So I've been around the Knoxville Nationals my whole life, and still it is just hard to understand, you know, why people come from all over the world. Australia always is the big one, you know, outside the United States, because there's so many Aussies. But it is just, it's so neat. And when I just got a, in the middle of tonight, I checked emails just to make sure I didn't have something that I needed to do. And you know, here's a fan from New Jersey who just sent an email and said, hey, I'm just sending this to you as operations manager. And we have had a blast here this week. And just the things you guys are doing for the fans is just, you know, out of this world. So it's just a thank you. And little things like that just, you know, makes the long hours and all the meetings and the long work you do, you know, this makes you feel good about what you're providing for so many people. Because, you know, we probably had, I know we had over 20,000 people inside the racetrack tonight, and, you know, probably 25,000 people on grounds and in our small little town. To have that many people here and have things for them all to do. And we have vendors from the front gate to the back gate, and whether it's T-shirts or food vendors or just activations from our sponsors, there's tons of things for people to do. And today was a lot of fun, just going around and seeing lines, you know, everywhere you went. And but we still were able to control those crowds too, and that's a big part of it. And that's not easy, you know, with our little staff we have. But man, our staff is great here at Knoxville Raceway. We got people that have dedicated 2 weeks of their lives to be here and make sure this event happens, take vacation, you know, to work the Knoxville Nationals. So it's special to a lot of people in a lot of ways. And you know, here I am and standing here, and it's kind of over, but now I know I got to come back out tomorrow morning and start taking down everything we've put up over the last 2 weeks. And that part's not real exciting. I love every bit of the job, but getting up tomorrow morning is just a different feel.
Absolutely. One quick final question for you here, because I know you're a busy guy. I've seen you working around Victory Lane a lot over the last 10 days. Did you get a chance, you know, you talk about all the fans and how special it is that everyone comes out. Did you get a chance to take in and just truly appreciate all the support that you and your staff got tonight?
Yeah, you kind of do. You know, when you stand down there in Victory Lane, when Victory Lane's going on, it, you just don't even realize what's going on, because you're focused on your drivers you're taking care of, and the hat dance, and, you know, getting everything in order and making sure all the sponsors that should be in pictures are in there. But when you're down there beforehand and you just look up at the crowd, it's just a wonderful feeling. I mean, it's just, and then you look at the backstretch and it's full, and you look in the suites and they're full. And it, even though I've done it over and over and over, it just never gets old. It's a really a cool feeling. My son was here helping us, and he just, you know, he's going to be a senior in high school, and he just loved being in that environment. And I think maybe sometimes I don't realize what I'm doing and who I'm around. And, you know, it's like Kyle Larson wins, and I walked the whole front stretch, and we're talking about how it's both of us past our bedtimes, you know, and just to talk to people like that, it's cool. It's just a nice little perk of this job.
Thanks to Jim Unimark for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. Service you expect from people you trust, member FDIC. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.